Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're going to attempt to conclude part two today. We're going to do part two. It may wind up to be part three tomorrow, but the title of this piece of literature that the Lord's given me several years ago is called God Taught Me the Secret of Spiritual Defense. Which is the same as how to defend yourself, how to have the power of God within you. Now, in the days of Jesus, so many people denied the presence of God in his Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah, and people denied the presence of God in him, just as they deny the presence of God in the Lord Jesus Christ's body today. The Bible plainly states that we, who are the born-again, spirit-filled Christians, are the very body of Christ, and therefore, because of the fact that the presence of God is in us. And there are so many people today that are denying the presence of God in continuously from the time that Christ was here on earth to the time that he's on earth right now. Presently, the Spirit of God is in with Christ, and the Holy Spirit is in us, and therefore the Lord has called us, and you shouldn't deny the presence of God in us because you're bordering on blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And some of the people today are calling the body of Christ, in other words, the actual presence of God and the many people that are the corporate body of Christ, are calling them a cult or that they're evil. So they're calling the Holy Spirit of God in the body of Christ that is here on earth today evil. And so therefore they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. You can look on the internet and you'll see all kinds of people that are not at all concerned about their souls any more than Esau was. They're selling their soul for just to be able to spout off and say that the actual body of Christ with the presence of God in them is a cult and that they're evil and they're doing wickedly, when in fact they are actually doing the will of the Lord and taking orders from them, because they sit with him in heavenly places in heaven, right on the throne with him by the Spirit, and we're here on earth doing, not just attempting to do the work of the Lord, but doing it. As we were reading in the book of Daniel yesterday, it shows that the stone that was chiseled out of the mountain that is crushing Satan's feet today, the Antichrist's feet, is in reality Christ, and we are the body of Christ. The presence of God is in us, and the word of God that is in our mouths is the very thing that is crushing the evil Antichrist doctrine, the evil Antichrist regime, which is from Rome, and all the false religions with Rome and the government, as well as the media that is blaspheming the Holy Spirit every day of the week. And I hate to inform them, but I don't know if you've done it ignorantly or not, but you better stop it. This is a warning from the Almighty God, because the people in the day of Jesus denied the presence of God in him, especially in his own hometown. He couldn't do many miracles, and it angered Jesus, but it angers us as well, because the Bible says, don't say evil about any man. But the interpretation of that is, don't lie about any man. But when you're telling the truth of the Antichrist, and when you're telling the truth of the evil, wicked things that are being done in men today, such as the way they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, committing homosexual acts, lesbian acts, adultery, fornication, not obeying the Lord in every detail, this is not speaking evil of them, it's telling the truth about them. Now, speaking evil of people is to tell lies about them. That's what that means. And you'll find out in Webster's dictionary that speaking evil, or the dictionary that I have, is that you lie about people. So when you say this person is doing this and they're doing that and they're not really doing that, that's speaking evil about them. All right? Mm-hmm. If you'll receive that. But right now, before we get into some letters here, let's all go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this special service. Every service is special from the Lord because it is from the Lord. And it's for your edification, to build up His Spirit within you so that you can be part of the vision that Daniel had, where the stone and the body of Christ, Christ's body, is with His Word destroying the Antichrist and toppling him in these very last days. That's how close we are to the very end of time. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for the interpretation, the correct interpretation, that we truly are the body of Christ and that we are your temple. And you are abiding in us, and your presence is with us and in us. We are never alone because your presence is with us. And people should beware that they deny that the presence of the Almighty God with Christ, that Christ with the Father by the Spirit is in us. And if they do, and they call us, they character assassinate us, they, after this warning, after hearing it, are in deep trouble with you, Father, if they continue on with this foolish way of life that they are living. We ask, Lord, that you bring these truth, every truth, whatever truth it is that you want to be brought out. Your word is truth. You are the truth, and you are the word. But you bring it out that this church may be edified and strengthened, and that souls all over the world shall be saved. Lord, we pray that you will destroy the enemy. You have commanded us to hate Satan. Some Christians today think that speaking evil of no man is that they're not even supposed to say anything evil about the Antichrist or anything evil about the world government or anything evil about we're not to lie about the government. We're not to lie about Rome. We tell the truth about it. We're not to lie about the media. These are Antichrist, and they are doing everything in their power to deny the presence of God in this world. They want people to believe, Father, that their presence is the only presence that's supposed to be in this world. But you created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof, and this world, this earth, belongs to you. And you've sent us into this world not to be a part of the world system, but to preach the gospel that should be the gospel of everyone in the world. And Lord, we pray that you'll give us more strength, more wisdom, more understanding and knowledge, and that you'll give us revelations, great and mighty revelations, that people be able to understand you, your word, to the end that they are saved, and to the end that they are strengthened with power and might. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, go ahead.
First letters from Brongahafo, Ghana, Africa. Hello, Pastor Olamo. This day has given me a great opportunity to send you these few words. By the way, how is the work over there?
Fine. It's fine. How's it over there? Praise the Lord.
I hope through our Lord Jesus Christ you are moving on well.
Oh, we are. We are. I'm just talking to you between sips of coffee here. Of course, I love it when I'd love to be on television, but I really like it tremendously more so I can drink a little sip of coffee here and there. And also, if my nose itches, I can give it a little scratch without you seeing me. All right, then what?
By His grace, we too are moving towards the mark. Amen.
Yeah, by His power, we are. Grace is power. Remember that always. Okay, then what?
Holy Olamo, Yes, through your newsletters and booklets, God is healing more souls here, and more Christians and students are knowing the truth. I have sent some of your Messiah booklets to some of the Bible students, and they were happy about it because they saw many, many truths inside. Please, for their request, they need large print Bibles, so I want you to send me some large print Bibles and some of your Messiah booklets.
Now, we do that. We just ordered another 100,000 Messiah books. They're going as fast as hotcakes on a frosty morn. Okay, what else?
Please try as much as possible to send them. These Bible students were happy to see your booklets. The enclosed picture is some of them. I am giving the Messiah booklets to and other church members.
Good. Praise the Lord. Then what?
People were glad when they received your booklets. I hope God is going to pass through your booklets to deliver believers and unbelievers in Ghana, especially in the area where I am. Amen. I would like to tell you that you are in my everyday prayers and do not forget me in yours. I need your support both spiritually and physically. As I have told you before that I am in a Bible school, please do not forget me. I need more help from you. I need more books and other materials. I hope through our Lord Jesus Christ you will not forget me. Amen.
Well, the Apostle Paul says he keeps the people of the Lord in prayer both day and night, always remembering to pray for them. And if you're truly a Christian, if the presence of the Almighty God is in you, if you're the body of Christ and the presence of God is in you, you will do the same as the Apostle Paul. He was a human being just like us. As a matter of fact, he was a real bad human being. And he didn't mind saying that he was. Amen?
Amen.
Because he called sin, sin. And so sin would be to disobey that we pray for one another and that we don't lie about one another, because you're lying against somebody where the presence of the living God is living in. You're lying about a member of the body of Christ. So be very careful, because there's a lot of people that I've seen in the church and outside the church saying things about people that are the actual continuation of the Lord's incarnation, with the presence of the Lord in them. And I've seen people, their whole looks just change immediately. They turn from a young, youthful-looking person to look like a twisted witch. And I've seen it time and again. And of course, you know, if you deny these things, we're giving you true witness here of what happens when people don't serve the Lord. You've seen the tsunamis, the earthquakes. You've seen the hurricanes and all other plagues of diseases, sicknesses, infirmities. And there's just a rash of plagues that are coming down from the Lord. He's the God of nature. He rules nature, and he can cause nature to become very disruptive and very damaging, or he can keep everything peaceful if people are living or allowing him to live in them, and if they're letting him do his work through them as well. All right, then what?
Hope to hear from you soon. Have my warmest greetings to all the saints, but remember to keep the greatest share for yourself. Amen. Your distributor, Pastor Matthew from Brongahafo, Ghana, Africa.
Well, he wants to hog all the blessings. I want all the majority of the blessings to be to you folks out there. Give my regards to all of them. God bless. I pray for all of you in Jesus' name, that God will strengthen you and give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. We're going to get those Bibles off to you and the literature as well, and the Messiah books. Okay, what else?
The next one's from Idoret, Kenya, East Africa. Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, greetings in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am blessed with your great messages and feel they still uplift as they did some time ago. I trust that you will continue to preach for many months to come and that God will continue to strengthen you in mind and spirit. Please send me some Christian Bibles to strengthen my faith. I am yours in Christ, Irene, from Idoret, Kenya, East Africa.
Praise the Lord. I just love people that are not afraid of the Lord per se, to be near him, or the people of the Lord. There's some people that say that they're afraid or they get nervous around me. But what I say to them is, if you were right with the Lord, you wouldn't get nervous around me at all. Because there must be something on your conscience that's bothering you to make you that way. I read in the scriptures where the Apostle John used to lay on the Lord's bosom and just be so near. He wanted to be as near to him as he could possibly be because his conscience was clear. The only ones that are nervous when I'm around is those that are not right with the Lord, and or those that are totally ignorant as to the presence of the living God living in me. They're just some unsaved soul. They're not afraid to be around me at all because they're really dead. The Bible says if you don't have the Spirit of the Almighty God, the Spirit of Christ with the Father by the Holy Spirit in you, well, then you're dead. And the dead know nothing. So just because you know how to do some craft, or you know how to make money, or you are a professor, you know, of some type in the world, or even if you're an astronaut or somebody that works at NASA, you don't know anything. The things that you're discovering are things that the Lord put in the universe. But every day we discover even things on Earth. Like a miner goes down, he discovers a sapphire, a diamond. The Lord put it there from the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
All you're doing is just discovering what the Lord already put there. Amen?
Amen.
So you're no geniuses. There isn't anything that's smart about you. You need to have the Spirit of the Lord living in you so that you're able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Lord is just allowing you to do that to see if you're going to think of yourself as being puffed up. The reason you're going up there and looking at the universe or trying to get into even one small part of it is that you are desirous of going down the throat of what you think is evolution. But it is not evolution. And it's not a Big Bang theory. It happened in 6 days, just like the Bible said. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord said, and it happened. So everything was created by the Word of God. And you're not going to go down the throat or the neck of evolution. You're never going to find that. But what you will do if you don't repent is you're going to go down the chute into the pit of hell and fast. Much faster than those rockets go up to the moon or to Mars. And I understand this years ago when I used to study about that, that those rockets with the men on them went 9,200 miles an hour. That's many times past the speed of light, or sound, rather. Okay, so going into hell is a lot faster than that. Can you imagine being slung into hell 9,200 miles, 9,200 miles a minute? But you go there a lot faster. It's like a split second. So the Lord is much faster than your thrusts of your rockets and so on. So, you know, humble yourself, you astronauts and you people that work at Cape Canaveral and NASA, and receive the gospel so that you can live eternally in paradise. Okay, where's the next letter from?
From Balaka, Malawi, Africa.
Okay.
Beloved God's servant, hope you are excellent. I am grateful to have the opportunity to say, God bless you abundantly. Back to me, I am very fine, and I believe God is excellently sustaining you with His Word.
Amen.
I want to thank you for the kindness you show to the world through your soul-winning literature, in which many souls are miraculously coming to the Lord through it. I have received the 5 bags of literature, and we give all the glory to God. We would also like you to include more Messiah books when sending the literature. And also, I would like to request for financial support, because I want to use the money for transportation to and from districts within our country and within our district for distributing your literature. Furthermore, I want to translate the literature into our native language, because many people are unable to read English because of low education status. I am therefore zealous to distribute the literature into our nation, which is heartbreaking, so it can melt the cold, stony hearts and give the life-transforming messages to the dying world in this final crusade for human souls. Glory to the name of our Lord, the Most High. Hope to see you here or in heaven. Yours in His field, Eleazar from Balaka, Malawi, Africa.
God bless you, brother, and all your endeavors in the Lord are in the Spirit of the living God. All right, now let's get into the way that the Lord taught me. God taught me. The living God taught me the secret of spiritual power, spiritual defense. Okay, we left off where?
He says, those who receive what God is saying in these messages are giving back the power and authority over all things which Adam had given up to Satan in the garden.
Right, the Lord has called us, commissioned us to rule the world. And to, we actually, if you read the Bible correctly, you'll see that whatsoever we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. So in fact, what we do when we're binding things here on earth, we're actually putting heaven into play. Heaven has to do what we say, because God will not go against his own word. So that's what, that's something very powerful in prayer, is that we actually control the things here on earth by contacting heaven. And so we're actually calling on God, and he says if we ask in the name of Jesus, he'll give us whatsoever we want. And there are so many evil things that are happening on earth, so many evil men, as the Lord speaks about them, and so we're not speaking evil of them when we tell the truth about them. What it is they're speaking evil of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
They're speaking evil of the body of Christ, the body that has the presence of God in them. And so they're the ones that are in trouble because they're breaking that commandment. Speak evil of no man. Don't lie about us. I mean, if you've got something to say, prove it. All right? And if it's scriptural, if I'm doing something unscriptural, you prove it. Because I am not doing anything knowingly that is unscriptural. Okay, everything that I do is commanded by the Lord. Now go ahead.
Those who receive what God is saying in these messages are given back the power and authority over all things which Adam had given up to Satan in the garden, because they see that these messages are what God has always said. Surely, if you have studied God's word, you know that God will not tolerate disobedience.
No, because when he sees disobedience, he knows that you're not responsive. You're unresponsive to his word. You're not obeying it. And he tells you a lot of things. He tells you even the things to eat, the things not to eat. He tells you the things, how you must conduct yourself in marriage, how you must conduct yourself. And a lot of people just don't respond to that. They pay no more attention to the law of marriage than the devil does. The devil doesn't even want people to be married. And so the people that are unresponsive to that, and they're unresponsive to witnessing, testifying, and they think just talking is a witness. No. The witness is that you're doing everything the Lord says, so that when you speak, it doesn't have to be many words. It's like as when a person that is of the Lord prays for somebody for their healing. The healing happens. That is the witness. These signs follow those that believe. You believe, you're saved. You doubt, you're damned. Or if you've got your own ideas of what people of the Lord are, there's no more hope for you to get into the kingdom of heaven than there is for the devil. All right, continue on, please.
Before this, Adam had been given the power to rule the entire world, including the power to rule over all of God's creation. He also had power over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. This was all available to him by his eating only from God, that is, from God's word, the tree of life.
And eating the things necessary for the body to live, from the things that God had condoned for people to eat. There's bad things to eat and drink, and there's good things to eat and drink. All right, then what?
God's word is our food. God was represented by the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Adam could have eaten from the tree of life, but he and his wife instead decided to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Well, they ate from the tree of life for a while, but they also ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that was forbidden. And you don't do things that God forbids. That's utter destruction for you. And so you need the power of God in you in order to obey the things the Lord commands for us to do. These are commandments. Pray always. Do you? Pray without ceasing. Do you? And pray in faith, believing. and pray it thinking and believing that you already have what you're praying for. And you say, well, I don't really have anything to pray for. Well, then you're a very selfish person, because there's so many things in the world that are wrong. And you could pray, and these things are totally out of our hands, but God is able to remedy anything that's going wrong. So if you pray, if you don't pray, then you don't have mercy on people. You say, well, the world government is putting a stop to the name Christ. The devil is putting a stop to the name God. You can't mention the name of God in school or in the courtroom. There is homosexuality. You're not praying for those people. There's abortions, these poor little babies. There's pictures of them reaching out and grabbing the doctor's wrist, trying to stop him from murdering them. And you're not praying for that? I mean, you're watching cartoons. That's more important. And there's so many other things. There's like people that are murdering people. In Los Angeles alone, there's so many homicides every day. And I just saw a newsreel on that. It just showed corpses stacked up one right after the other. Some days there's like 50, 60, 100 and some corpses just from murders and suicides. Pray that people will receive the Lord in them, so that they have this tremendous, all the benefits of the Lord, like healing and to take the pain out of their body and to heal them. They don't believe it because they're spiritually dead. They're carnal. They don't decipher the scriptures, and no one preaches the gospel to them in a correct way. There's so many false prophets that are preaching the doctrine that you can do anything you want, when the Bible says that is false. And we can't get into heaven by receiving heresy or the words from false preachers, from Satan's ministers who pose as angels of light. Okay, what else now?
The Word of God is the armor of God, which defends us as we stand preaching and teaching it.
Right. As you let the Word of God enter into your mind and into your spirit, it's so powerful that it keeps you from the desire of lusting after the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those things become so immaterial to you when you're filled with the Word of God and the presence of the Lord is in you. Well, how can the presence of the Lord be in you? By reading the Word, because the Word is God. Fill yourself with God's Word, okay? Don't deny that He will be present with you if you do what He says. And He said He will be present. The Word is God, and when you read the Word, it's going into your mind and into your spirit, into your soul. And don't deny that, because to deny the Lord is blasphemy, witchcraft. Okay, then what?
The Word of God is the armor of God, which defends us as we stand, preaching and teaching it, reproving and rebuking with it against all evil. There was no need for Eve to attack Satan. All she had to do was to stand, rebuking Satan in defense of it.
All she had to do is say no. He says, go ahead and eat. And all she had to do is say no. And that's all you have to do. Satan has not changed his tactics in these last days. He says, there's no hell. God will not send you to hell. Surely you won't go to hell. Surely you won't die. Come on. Do follow your lusts. Read pornography. Go into all these different situations. Go ahead and have sexual relationships with the same sex. It's an adventure. You'll be wiser when you do. The stupid people that don't do that, they don't know the ecstasy of man with man or women with women. And God surely wants you to love everyone, and therefore He certainly will not send your soul to hell. No, the Lord has only condoned marriage and sexuality with your wife, not any extramarital situations or sexual relationships. And He certainly has never condoned lesbianism or homosexuality. These people are turned over to a reprobate mind. and they're made to believe a lie. They're, first chapter of Romans is telling you about that. These are people that are worthy of death, the Lord said. This is New Testament. And the Lord showed how hateful they are by destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. So you can live any way you want if that's your will. That's your will, but the Lord says he wants you to do his will. And your will, if you take power and authority over your will to make it the will of the Lord, to be disciplined. Discipline yourself to be disciplined by the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Then you'll make it into heaven. If not, so many people don't realize how straight the Lord is. He's good, but he said he's good to those that love him and keep his commandments. He doesn't say, come in, my bad and disobedient servant. He says, come in, my good and obedient servant. Amen?
Amen.
And he doesn't say, well, you didn't do good. He must say, you will not get in unless he says, well done. Enter into eternal rest, my good and faithful servant. Well done. He's not going to say to you people that never give any consideration or any thought of doing the will of the Lord, he's not going to say, come in, my bad and unfaithful non-servant. All those that are not his servants are rejected. It doesn't matter what these false teachers and preachers that you see and hear say. It's not going to happen. And you're going to get weary of hearing this message from me. I'm the only one that I know of that's preaching this strongly. And you're bored with me? It's obvious much of the world is. And I want to tell you something. God is not only bored with you, but his wrath is filling up. And I feel sorry for those people that got hit with God's tsunami and his earthquakes that killed 70,000 people at one time. And I feel sorry for people that catch cancer and leukemia and all other dreaded diseases. But, you know, if they'd repent, God would not strike them with such things or would not allow these heart failures and all the other things that the Lord said would be happening in the last days. You don't believe the Lord? That's your will. My will is to believe him. All right, and so if you want to go to hell, there's nothing that God or I can do to stop you. That's your decision. And I'm warning you, the hell is far beyond your idea of what torture is. Because to reject his son that went through such torture to save your soul, to reject him and be unresponsive to his words is the biggest sin that you could ever commit. And it's so distasteful to the Lord that he allows you to burn and scream and yell forever. Buster, one of the people in our congregation, saw what happens to people that reject the Lord, and he says their faces, human faces, were coming out of this world, and they were squealing and screaming like pigs going to the slaughter. And the Lord asked him, do you want to go to that world? Or he showed a peaceful world over here. And the Lord said, Buster said to the Lord, you know, Lord, that I'm not crazy. I want to go to that world over there where it's nice and peaceful. I don't want to squeal and scream forever. Okay, then what? You know, I'd never seen any super intelligent person with common sense reject the Lord. The only ones I've ever seen that is the stupidest. They're so stupid they stink. And it just amazes me that such low caliber people would reject the Lord, that they won't receive truth. It's just unbelievable. They're according to the Lord. They are the garbage of the earth. All their worth is burning forever. Okay, chaff, goats,
swine, snakes, dogs going back to their vomit. Okay, go ahead.
All Eve had to do was to stand rebuking Satan in defense of it, as Jesus later did to Satan on the Mount of Temptation.
See, I'm going to have you read that again, but you can tell that speaking evil, Jesus tells that you people are of your father the devil, your serpents, your snakes, your dogs that have gone back to your vomit, your pigs wallowing in the mud. Is that not, most people would think that's speaking evil of people, but that he's telling the truth about them, okay?
Amen.
Now, lying about them, if he would have said, oh, you're wonderful, you're just the most wonderful people, you're not whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones, you're sweet and nice, you're as nice inside as you are outside. No, the Lord doesn't lie about him. He tells him the truth. Your snakes, your dogs, your pigs, your sows wallowing in the mire, your dogs lapping up your own vomit. Because that's the truth. It's not speaking evil of people when you tell the truth about them. And people that twist that around, that when you're saying something truthful about them, they think you're a liar or that you're evil. But the Lord wants us to tell people the truth about people. Rome is the Antichrist. It's the headquarters of Satan. You people would say, oh, you know, I had the full gospel Christian businessman tell me, you're speaking evil of people. I said, no, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. And it says that in the Bible. Are you going to rebuke God for saying that in the Bible? And it says all the other things I started... relating to them about that it runs the world government. A lot of people think that it's not Rome, that it's Greece, because of the fact that it says Medo-Persia in the Bible. But Medo-Persia is one kingdom, okay? Medo and Persia is the same kingdom, all right? The fourth kingdom is Rome, and that's the fourth and last kingdom. And those of us that are have the presence of God living in us, because we're the body of Christ, we're the ones that are smashing the toes of that kingdom. It isn't really us, it's the Word of God, the Spirit of God, in and through us that is preaching this gospel, that is exposing this rat singer. And I didn't name him, his mother or father did, all right? But this man is wicked because he's renouncing the Bible, God's word, and he raises his words higher than God. Only Satan does that, who says, I would be like the Most High God, and so on and so forth. You know the rest. Okay, go ahead.
All Eve had to do was to stand, rebuking Satan in defense of it, as Jesus later did to Satan on the Mount of Temptation. If she had only rebuked...
Now, Jesus just kept saying, no, no. No, get thee hence. Amen?
Amen.
No, I'm not going to bake bread for you and make these rocks turn into bread. No, I'm not going to jump. Okay?
Amen.
No, I'm not going to bow down and worship you. No, no, no. Just say no to Satan. He says, come on, let's try out homosexuality or lesbianism. Just draw a circle around the weasel and put a line through it and say, no. Amen?
Amen.
Or just come on, let's get loaded on drugs or... alcohol. Just put a circle around and say no. Or let's you go off to the circus or to the carnival or something instead of reading our Bible and praying to the Lord. Or let's watch cartoons all day and all night instead of reading and praying. Amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, you can do that. You can choose to watch Porky the Pig. Or you can choose to read about the Lord, amen?
Amen?
And get some power of God in you so that you're able to stand through all the persecution that's coming because we're not going to be raptured out of the tribulations. We're already in the beginning of the tribulations. Now, don't let anyone lie to you. Read the Bible. Okay, what else?
If she had only rebuked the devil with what Jesus said to him, if she had only commanded him to get hence, the evil that you see in the world today would never have happened. The Lord is looking for men and women today who will put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah, in other words, let the whole presence of God enter you. Now, the people of today are denying the Lord's presence in them. They won't accept him. So if you, the Lord tells us that the only escape from an eternal fire is to let him enter you and for you to live in him. Now, if you don't let him enter you, if you give people dirty looks because they tell you that you shouldn't be listening to cartoons, Bugs Bunny, or the Tooth Fairy, or all the other garbage that you Gentiles watch, or what are some of the other things, Snoopy and Snoop Dogg, and all these things that you people are paying attention to, or Popeye, and, you know, oh, well, these are just good old American cartoons and things. Yeah, you can just keep your mind stayed upon Popeye and olive oil and Mickey the Mouse and Porky the Pig and Bugs the Bunny and see where it's going to get you. Nowhere. Okay, then, but hell. It just, you say, well, how could that? That's innocent. Dumbo and all these. Snow White, the dwarfs, all these different things. If it's not the Lord, then it's nothing. Amen?
Amen.
All these things are going to burn up. They froze Walt Disney. They think that the spirit of life is going to come back in him. He wanted... That goes to show how much sense he had. The Bible says that it's appointed unto man to die, and after death, just to die once. One time and one time only, and after this, the judgment. And so you see people like they have these seances every Halloween for Houdini, and saying, oh, Houdini, if you can hear me, come back, come through the veil of death and enter into, we want to see you. Houdini can't hear you. He's dead, and the dead know nothing. He's dead, and the Lord would really not like anyone that's holding seances for the dead. Necromancers, people that are into soothsaying, tea leaves, palm reading, and all this stuff are abominations of the Lord. This is against the Lord's will. He wants you to seek his face, and he'll tell you everything. He'll tell you everything. And don't go to Merlins or witches to find out the future, because this will anger the Lord, and you'll be, nothing will be, go right for you. If you've got problems, seek the Lord, let the Lord enter you, and all things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things, I mean A-L-L, all things, 100% of all things will be added unto you. Okay, then what?
The Lord is looking for men and women today who will put on the whole armor of God, the whole word of God, men and women who will help me restore the word of God in its reality to the world, for it is the only truth in the universe. If men, women, and children will do this, God will restore the same power to them that he originally gave to Adam. God will not only give you eternal life and communion, or direct fellowship with God, but he will give you spiritual power over the world, power over everything he has created. God will also give you power over Satan, sin, death, and eternity in hell in the lake of fire. He will give you spiritual power and dominion over your flesh. He will put in you his power to mortify or deaden by faith the deeds that he hates. He will give you the power to maintain your salvation on a daily basis. The divine messages the Almighty God has given me are filled with God's Spirit, which is the power to save humans and to maintain their salvation. The Word of God is our spiritual weapon, the sword for our defense. It is the mightiest weapon in the universe. However, we must use it if we are to be defended. Just get the Word, these divine messages, to every human being in the world. You may see the powers of darkness attack you, but if you defend yourself from the devil with these messages, and of course the whole Word of God, the Bible, you will see the Word of God prevail in your life, just as you can see it has prevailed in mine. But if you don't use these messages along with the whole Word of God, the Bible, to defend yourself, I believe you will be destroyed, just as God said I would. Every Christian is called to, quote, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, unquote, Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
But you must study the word to be a workman out in the field. You have to stay in the schoolhouse or the schoolroom to learn the scriptures, and then he wants you to go out in the field and show the things that you learn, that you actually have the signs and wonders that go with you by receiving by faith the things that the Lord taught you in the schoolroom, the classroom. And then you go out into the laboratory and show people through the test tubes the things that the Lord has showed you that are true, and you believe them, and you lay hands on people, anoint them with oil, and they are healed. You speak to dead people, and they raise from the dead. And, you know, you pray and make sure that it's the Lord telling you to raise the dead, or you can call demons out of people and cast them into the swine, or wherever you want them cast, wherever the Lord wants them to be cast, and a whole host of other things. Then what?
We are also told by Jesus that he is, quote, the vine, and we are the branches, unquote. If we don't bear fruit, if we don't win souls, we as members or branches of Christ's body will be broken off his body and cast into the fire.
See, that right there tells you that if you were once saved, you're actually in the vine, that you can be broken off and thrown into the fire. And many, many millions of people that born-again Christians have fallen away from the Lord. And they are currently in the fire, screaming their heads off. Then what?
If we are not members of Christ's body, walking in the Spirit and winning souls to the end, so that Christ may have a bride without spot or wrinkle, we are not in his service.
Not only are we to win them, but we're to also bring them up as sons and daughters in the Lord, to teach them very patiently the word. And a lot of baby Christians act crazy when they get saved because they just feel the power of God in them, and they think they really know everything, and they don't. And they want to get out into the gospel field, out into the laboratory, before they learn and have the whole power of God in them. Well, it's the same thing as going into battle with armed soldiers. If you go out with a wooden sword and a paper a hat, all right, you have to be armored with the powerful word of God in order to get out there. And you got one of these wheezers, the birthday wheezers, that you wheeze at people. You'll be annihilated. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
If we are not in his service, then we do not have his life or power within us. We have no communion, no direct fellowship with him, and we cannot have heaven. We can do nothing, no spiritual thing, without him. And without him, we shall spend eternity in the pit of hell, which shall be thrown into the lake of fire. We must remember the work and the responsibility of every Christian in the Church of God is spiritual warfare. Our enemies in this warfare are not flesh and blood. They are spiritual beings whose dwelling place is the air. Satan is, quote, the prince of the power of the air, unquote, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Satan from the air brings unlawful, unclean thoughts into the minds of all mankind.
Right, it's like your head is like an airport, and Satan's thoughts come in and out, and they're taking off and coming in, and you say, well, that's like a good idea, or this one is a good, or this one is a lusty idea. I think I'll go along. You have to guard your mind. Because, and only allow the things of the Lord to land in your head and stay there. The rest of them you have to shove out. Take heed how you hear, because there certainly is a Satan, and Satan is, God is talking to people all the time, and he talks to you through people like myself, and he talks to people by the Spirit as well, otherwise, you know, just by, like he did the Apostle Paul, and like he did myself. That's a rare, but after you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes and talks to you all the time. You have to know the Bible in order to be able to tell that to discern whether, or decipher whether it's the Lord or the devil talking to you. Because if the devil's telling you, kill your children, drown them in the bathtub, you know that's the devil. Amen? Because
Amen.
The Lord never commands you to kill anybody. All right?
Amen.
He never commands you to do that. Or go into the schoolroom with a, you know, a machine gun and kill all your friends and the school teachers and the principal because they gave you a bad look or something like that. That's the devil. You have to rebuke that thought. That was one of Satan's 747s that just landed in your head, and you've got to get that out of there right quick. Okay? And you might have a grudge against people and want to do something bad to them, but you better get that out because the Lord tells you to not to receive his word, and he says, thou shalt not commit murder. And scheming to go in and slaughter people, or to scheming to kill your children, or put them in a car and run them into a river, or something like you see these women that are listening to the devil. Don't do that, because you're going to be judged for murder at the judgment bar of God. And these courtrooms, they don't know the Lord, and they say, God told me to do it. It wasn't my God. It was the God of Cain, not the God of Abel. It was the devil. It was the God of Judas Iscariot. There's two people that claim to be God, the real God, and then there's Satan, and he says he's God. So only listen to what the Lord says. Then what?
After a person has obeyed an evil suggestion or thought from Satan, that is, after they have sinned, Satan is satisfied. He may fly away, or he may re-enter the air for a season to wait for another opportunity. If a Christian begins obeying Satan again, as he did before he was saved, then the demon, quote, goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go into the person's body and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first, unquote. Luke chapter 11, verse 26, original Greek. Why? Because God's word says, quote, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation.
Yeah, this is a person that was once a Christian, and they start receiving things from Satan, and there remains nothing but what? A certain what?
A certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries.
Okay, the adversaries are people that were former Christians. Now, the worst kind of devils out there are people that were Christians at one time and then have received Satan. You know why they're so evil? It's because they know the Word of God and they know how to hit a Christian church. They know how to lie and everything. And not only that, they're seven times worse than they were before they were saved. Seven more demons. So it's really amplified the demonic powers in them. And then they couple that with the Bible and they're able to just come at you constantly. And the more you see people saying satanic things against Christians, the more you should believe that those people that they're coming against are of the Lord. Because Satan would not be hitting them that hard if they were not of the Lord. The devil does never attack his own people. A kingdom divided cannot stand, so Satan will never come against his own people. And God will never come against his own people. Okay? Like if somebody, like you never saw people going after Judas after he committed that sin that he did. And you never saw David going after Saul. Even though Saul was possessed by the devil, a demonic spirit, David never said any bad thing about him whatsoever, because he was anointed by the Lord at one time. And even though he fell away, you would never see a true Christian bringing accusations about anyone that was anointed by the Lord, or anyone that is anointed and winning souls for the Lord, and giving their entire life to the service of the Lord. Anyone that's doing that, you can be sure that's Satan. Okay, then what?
When a person has sinned, there is a spot, a blemish, a wrinkle, a stain on the soul that time and or good deeds cannot erase. This is because time and or good deeds will not erase stains, blots, blemishes, or wrinkles on the soul which are caused by sin. Only the blood of Jesus can wash sin away. All the members of the Lord's body must be without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or stain. Satan comes and goes from our minds like an aircraft landing and taking off at an airport. Some people foolishly believe that there is nothing we can do about this. A person will try to pray, and Satan, to distract them, will bring music to their brain, or bring something they have forgotten about, a movie, a thought, an appointment, thoughts of the past, or thoughts of the future. He will bring anything he can to distract you. He will make you sleepy, or do millions of other things to keep you from getting to God in prayer. This is why the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, tells us to be armored and armed against such evil. I know that these things I am telling you are true, because when I was 18 months of age, a baby, Satan landed upon me and gave me the thought of stealing and then lying about it. There was a little neighborhood grocery store in a house right next to the two-story house where we lived on the second floor in Joplin, Missouri. I was still in diapers and wearing my dad's big slippers. He gave me a dollar to get a thing or two at the grocery store. Halfway down the long stairway, which led to the outside door, the devil came like a spiritual torpedo on my right side, and it frightened me a lot to experience the sudden touch of something so spiritually evil. This evil demon gave me the desire to steal from my dad, then lie to him about it. It never entered my mind that my dad would be watching every move that I made. So I got the things at the store, then hid the 50 cents change under a mat at the bottom of the stairs, which led to our half of the house. My dad said, "Where's the change?" I said, "What change?" And he took me by my little hand, led me down to the bottom of the stairs, lifted up the welcome mat, and said, "This change, son." So I, at that early age, was a thief and a liar. Satan lands on us all, even tiny defenseless babies and toddlers. He attacks everyone in the same way, both before they are saved and after they are saved. This is why we must be fully armored and armed with the Word of God.
Yeah, this Satan is such a creep that he would pick on little babies, you know, in diapers yet. That's how powerful he is. He's not powerful, I'm saying that facetiously. But see, right now we're out of time, and so we're going to, those of you that want to join with us in the vision that the Lord has given every person to win the world for Christ, say this prayer to have power and dominion over the devil and everything, even your own flesh. Say to the Lord with all your heart, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. I open up the door of my heart, Lord Jesus, and I invite you into my heart. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." Just raise your hands up and thank and praise the Lord, because now you have eternal life. Don't lose it. All right, until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord real good all day long and all your waking hours. Amen.